AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. A big turnaround in the Big Easy. Gethin Kulbaugh files this report on the NCAA men's basketball title game.
It was anything but easy for Kansas, but the Jayhawks rallied to beat North Carolina 72-69 in the NCAA Men's National Championship game in New Orleans. David McCormick hit a pair of key buckets in the final minute and 21 seconds. He finished with 15 points and 10 rebounds to power Kansas to its first national title since 2008. The Jayhawks pulled off the biggest comeback in title game history after erasing a 16-point first-half deficit.
The Jayhawks have won the men's championship four times. For Coach Bill Self, this is his second title at KU. He said it's coming after an historic comeback makes it that much sweeter.
I thought this would be good, and this is a heck of a lot better than I thought it would be.
Down 40-25 at the break, the Jayhawks went on an eye-popping 31-10 second-half run to grab a six-point lead. Once they got going, North Carolina guard Caleb Love said they couldn't be stopped.
They were getting a lot of points in our paint. They were just, you know, penetrating and doing whatever they wanted to do.
Hockey in a battle of Eastern Conference Titans, Toronto pounded Tampa Bay. Dave Ferry has the story.
The Maple Leafs have taken control of second place in the Atlantic Division, moving 2 points ahead of Tampa Bay and Boston by defeating the Lightning 6-2. League goals leader Austin Matthews recorded a hat trick as the Leafs earned their fifth straight win. Matthews now has 54 goals, four ahead of Edmonton's Leon Draisaitl. He tied Rick Vive's single-season team record for goals.
Just to be in the same sentence as a guy like Rick Vive and these other guys that have come before us that just kind of represented what it means to be a Toronto Maple Leaf. So it means a lot, and it's extremely humbling.
Pro football, the Washington Commanders are refuting a report alleging they withheld ticket revenue from visiting teams. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.